Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Smart Entrepreneurs Never Work Alone, 5 Secrets. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a startling statistic. 72% of entrepreneurs report feeling lonely despite being constantly busy. Think about that. You're surrounded by customers, employees, vendors, yet you feel isolated. This silent killer isn't just uncomfortable, it's sabotaging your success in ways you might not even realize. Let's start by busting the biggest myth in entrepreneurship: the solo founder grinding alone in their garage. Society has romanticized this lone wolf narrative, but here's the truth. Every successful entrepreneur has a network, mentors, and collaborators. Working alone isn't dedication. It's a recipe for burnout and catastrophically bad decisions. The hidden costs of isolation are staggering. When you operate in a vacuum, you develop tunnel vision and miss massive opportunities. Without a sounding board, you repeat expensive mistakes that others could have helped you avoid. Your mental health suffers as anxiety and decision fatigue spike. Perhaps worst of all, innovation dies when you're trapped in your own echo chamber. So what's the solution? Start building what I call your kitchen cabinet, 3 to 5 trusted advisors you check in with monthly. Join entrepreneur groups or find an accountability partner. Here's the key: share your struggles openly. Vulnerability doesn't weaken business relationships, it strengthens them. Let me share a powerful example. Sarah Blakely of Spanx credits much of her success to a monthly dinner group of female entrepreneurs. They shared everything: failed product launches, brutal investor rejections, family struggles. When Neiman Marcus initially rejected Spanx, her support group helped her pivot strategy. That network helped her build a billion-dollar company. Think of entrepreneurship like climbing Everest. No one reaches the summit alone. Even the most experienced climbers rely on guides, base camps, and support teams. Your business journey deserves the same level of strategic support. Here's your action step. This week, reach out to one fellow entrepreneur and suggest a monthly coffee chat. Start building your support network today. Remember, the strongest entrepreneurs aren't those who work alone, they're those who build the strongest teams around them. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.